my position within CBA is Director of Grassroots Advocacy and Spokesperson Development. And that's a really long way to say that my job and my role is to equip and engage beef advocates from our beef community to get out there and help them to do a better job and be more confident in sharing their story with consumers who are asking questions about the beef that we raise that ends up on their plate.
Now, how did you get to such a position? Tell me a little bit about Ryan Goodman and your background.
Well, I grew up on my family's progressive beef cattle operation in eastern Arkansas, not far from Memphis, and I knew that when I left high school, I wanted to broaden my experience because our neighbors raise cattle differently than we did, and I know that people all across the country do as well. So my family retained ownership on cattle to the feed yards, and so after college, I went and took the opportunity to work in some feedlots, work in a slaughter plant. I took several meat science courses and wanted to experience beef all the way to the retail level to get that full scope and broad picture of raising beef literally from pasture to plate. And I think that's really helped me to get a bigger picture of our beef community and our industry and how that product is raised. And an important part of that is consumers are asking questions, and we need to be able to answer those. And so I found a pretty cool role to be able to have this opportunity to empower other people to utilize their strengths and be stronger advocates for their passions and their causes.
Now, everybody's being told these days, regardless of what they grow, tell your story. Try to reach the consumer. It's almost become noise in the back of our heads. What questions do you get today from consumers versus when you first started this kind of a campaign?
You know, I think the questions are still there. Social media, having access to the internet and information at our fingertips has just made those questions more prevalent. And more people are telling information that isn't always accurate and isn't always the truth because, to be honest, people from our beef community haven't done a good job of being there where consumers are asking their questions. And a lot of those questions are things that are everyday, commonplace, routine chores on the farm and ranch. We've got people asking, what do cows eat? Why do farmers castrate cattle? What are cattle and how are they raised? What are factory farms or feedlots? And so it doesn't have to be complicated things that consumers are asking about. And so sometimes I think we try to overthink it. And when we live in the beef community every single day and just kind of boil it down to those basics that consumers are asking about, where their beef comes from.
Coach me up, Ryan. How can we do that? How can we effectively communicate our farm story, our industry passion, in easily understood means to consumers? Because you and I, my friend, you know we get caught up in lexicon. Our jargon can automatically put the brakes on those conversations. That's just one thing I can think of. What do we need to remember when it comes to conveying that message?
Well, Pam, the message that I shared with the Wisconsin Cattlemen's at the meeting, it boils down to three tips. The first one is to share your experiences. People connect with people, and farmers are a trusted source of information. So share your experiences. They can be little tidbits out that you put on social media or you share with friends in the community about what happens on your farm today. We were out feeding cows, and this is what happened. Those little snapshots help thread together a bigger story. The second one is to communicate your passion. Passion and enthusiasm resonates with other people, and so when we can share that enthusiasm and passion and let that shine through, that'll really add to that credibility and trust that we gain with our audiences. And the last tip is really important, is to listen. Right? It's something that's really difficult to do, but I think it's really important that we listen, we ask questions to clarify what people are asking of us, what concerns they're expressing, so that we can better understand that before we start responding. And if we can be a better listener, I think that we can be a better communicator as well.
What kind of a grade would you assign, not just beef producers, but animal agriculture in general, in telling our story today versus, again, when you first may have started in this field, Ryan? Have we taken heed to your points? Are we doing a better job? Is our message getting through?
Now, Pam, you're trying to get me in trouble. But you know what? I would say continual improvement, continuous progress is something that we have seen. You know, I've been doing this advocacy deal. I didn't realize it, but more than a decade, I've been involved in advocacy efforts and trying to get the job done. And we've continually improved over the years. And we've got a long way to go. But it takes every single person in our community community to contribute and connect with people. So if everybody in our community talk with five people that they know, you know, that number multiplies really quick. And the positive impressions, those little seeds of a positive impression of the beef community that we can plant, can really make a huge impact down the road.
Well, and I've been fortunate to hear some of these stories that Ryan's talking about. A simple conversation with a cattle producer and a powerful retailer may open their eyes like never before. As you said, it is that people connection.
Yeah, you know, we shouldn't take for granted what other people know. Sometimes we can call consumers stupid or ignorant, and I ask beef producers not to do that because they have legitimate questions, and sometimes they just don't know. And so I think it's really important how we say things that sometimes matters more than what we say. And so, you know, something that I share with people in the beef community of how you can connect with other people, it boils down to two C's. When you're responding to someone and their concerns, instead of shouting out the facts, use the two C's: we care and we're capable. Let them know that you hear your concern and you care about that issue as well before you tell them how you're capable and you're sharing the facts. And so let people know that when they ask, is my beef safe? They say, hey, that matters to me too, because I want the beef that I put on my plate for my kids to be safe as well. And this is how that we ensure that the beef that ends up on your plate is safe.
Tell me a little bit about what tools I should use today. Social media, for example, Ryan, we have got any number of tools. Some we're more comfortable with than others. They tell me millennials lean towards one set. Even, you know, we've got kids in middle school that are being exposed to news about food that may or may not be accurate. How should I be doing it every day, every week? Give me a little sense on what I should consider as my goal.
Well, I mentioned earlier that you want to include a little snapshots of your day, and that can be whatever social media platform that you want to put out. Facebook is your largest platform, and it's going to skew a little bit older, your family, your friends that you are closely connected with. Mm-hmm. And then younger generations are leaning towards Instagram, Snapchat, things like that. They're very visual, very brief moment in time with a very short attention span. Video is huge. Mm-hmm. Anywhere that you can put out video of your operation, of your family operation out there, and how you're a member of the beef community is really important to be able to utilize those moving visuals. And I'd say it all comes back to, communicate your passion and share your experiences, and that can be really important. But put your message out there, because if we're not telling that story, someone else is, and it may not be an accurate representation of what happens on our farms.
And for those of you that say, I don't do that, I don't tweet, there's always that face-to-face communication. We were imploring members of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association to step up for farm-to-plate tours. You know, that's where you get a chance to shine in your own domain.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's several different ways that we can impact our community. Write a letter to the editor. Write an op-ed to your local publication. Go to the store, put on your hats and boots, and go out there and shake the hands of the people that are at the dairy of the meat case and say, thank you for purchasing a product that families like mine raise. Host people out from your community on your farm and say, hey, this is what I do. Do you have any questions? School groups are always looking for places to go. And so there's always ways that you can advocate offline and connect with people in your community.
If I want to follow you, Ryan, if I want to ask you more questions or use you as an example of what I'd like to communicate and how can I follow you? I imagine you've got a number of different hashtags that we can check up on.
So you can always follow me on my personal accounts and my journey of some crazy ultra running long distances. My social media handle is @beefrunner, and so you can follow me there as well. But if you'd like to learn something about how our beef checkoff dollars are working to help develop this advocate community and help to equip and engage those beef advocates, look up the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. That's beef.org/MBA. And it's a series of online courses to help people in our beef community to learn what questions consumers are asking and how they can answer and address those questions.